We wanted to take a second to ask, whatever happened to Marina Shiffrin?
You sweater, and I ain't talking about a cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about cool J. See me at the airport.
She's that young woman who quit her job at Next Media Animation in a video that went viral. It shows her in the office at 4:30 a.m. dancing to Kanye West's Gone, while subtitles say things like, "My boss valued quantity over quality. I've sacrificed relationships for this job." Her boss responded with a video of the whole office dancing. Their subtitles said things like, "We have great benefits, a pool, a sauna." But Marina Shiffrin is the one who went through the media portal, landing on the couch next to Queen Latifah. And Marina joins us from the Argo Studios in New York with an update. So Queen Latifah offered you a job, Marina, doing digital production. Did you take it?
I have not given a response yet. I thought I would let the dust settle a little bit before I made my decision. And luckily, they've been so amazing over there. They're like, yes, why don't you sleep and eat and figure it out?
Well, to describe that dust that's been settling, what's your life been like?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I even understand what my life has been like. They gave me a call after the video, started to go viral. And they gave me a call and asked if I could be on a plane in 4 hours. And it took an hour to get to the airport. So I packed a purse and one outfit and went to L.A. and then straight on the show and then to New York for the Today Show. And now I'm doing interviews.
You don't have income. I mean,
no.
Are you discovering that land that you can land in where you're very, very busy and all of a sudden you are the topic of the moment, but you don't have a job?
Yeah, it's really funny because I come from a Russian family. I was actually born in Moscow. So when a family immigrates to the U.S., it's very important to provide for your family and make money. And so my whole family is like, we know something big happened to you, but we don't understand what's going on with you now. But my uncle was able to get some guy to do something to my website. And so I've made enough money to buy a cell phone. So I have a cell phone now.
Because are you getting some income through the hits on your website? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Some advertising?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah. Well, what else has happened? How are people overall responding?
I'm really lucky because I have this like network of protectors. I haven't been on the internet much because I'm just too sensitive. You know, if I read anything negative, I'm going to cry. Like their job is done. They got to me. So I've been avoiding the internet like a plague. And then I have so many emails that are so supportive. And I was telling my friend how lucky I am that everyone has been so kind via email. And then I found out, I gave her my password to help me organize, and I found out she's been looking through it and deleting anything I don't need to read.
Well, and you did. You tweeted out, anyone want to help me read 3 million emails? So you say your friend is. Well, what would the negative be?
From what I've seen, a lot of people, it's this whole millennial argument, because I am 25, I'm young, and the video, I can see where it comes off as disrespectful, but at the same time, people don't understand my relationship with the company and don't understand, my sense of humor. Everything I do is just for a laugh and to make other people laugh, and I knew I needed to make this drastic decision and basically make myself not hireable so I can pursue a creative career in writing and comedy and just force myself to go that route.
That's so funny. In other words, you knew there might be fallout. And I had been thinking while you really took a stand for people tired of being asked to work extra hours, I'm betting there were other people saying, wait a minute, you had a job with benefits and a pool? And also new bosses might think, wow, I'm afraid to hire her because what might the next video look like? So you're saying you understood there might be that fallout. You're trying to push yourself into a more creative job?
Yeah. I knew that the people who understood it would completely understand it. And luckily, some really powerful people in the entertainment and media business knew where I was coming from. And the people who don't understand it, I think if I sat down and bought them a cup of coffee, I could win them over. I'm pretty good with conversation.
So what is it you want to do?
I'd like to do stand-up comedy as much as possible. Eventually, I would probably like to write for a TV show that I believe in, write movies and scripts and stuff like that.
I was wondering, have you heard from Tina Fey or Amy Poehler? I mean, you seem right cut out of that cloth.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, my whole life, since I've been 10, I've been into comedy and I've been doing stand-up. And, I've been compared to Tina Fey all the time. And
you look like her, for those who haven't seen the video.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. But I also have, well, in the video I don't have makeup on, but lately I've been getting done up. So, but it's just so funny. My dad discovered who Tina Fey was like 4 years ago. He was way, you know, slow on the uptake. And he started... maybe I shouldn't say this. Okay, he started Photoshopping my face onto her body and sending me these emails. So I'm like scared that these pictures are going to surface somewhere. I'm going to seem like a total, you know, just obsessive freak. But I mean, yeah, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, they're geniuses and they care. That's the thing is, if you focus all your energy towards something you believe in, I think it will work out well. And that's what I wanted to start doing and just focusing all of my time and efforts into comedy.
Well, I'm hearing two things, what you want to do, but also that this apparently runs in the family.
Yeah, my dad, he's much funnier and much more talented than I am. So I'm excited to see when he goes viral pretty soon.
Well, Marina Shiffrin, we wish you all the best.
And thank you.
Man, you can dance.
That is the biggest shock of this whole thing. I had no clue that that was a thing.
It is, though, a cautionary tale, though, isn't it, about be careful what happens when you quit online. You better know you're jumping without a net.
Yeah, exactly. You need a plan B, and I had one and talked about it. So
yeah,
hopefully it will work out and it will become my plan A.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.